This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. As the night becomes longer in the Northern Hemisphere during this time of the year, let's talk about how to spend that night, subhanAllah. So we should make sure we fulfill Salatul Maghrib and Salatul Isha. Sometimes, because the night has become longer and the timings have changed, people tend to miss out some of their prayers, or they tend to ignore them, and sometimes, astaghfirullah, that is very bad, sometimes people make them qada for no reason. My brothers and sisters, fulfill that prayer, and thereafter you will have a long night. Should you just be sitting and wasting your time? The answer is no. Try and do something constructive, bearing in mind that, you know, if you're married, mashallah, spend time with your spouse. That time is actually an act of worship. Spending time with your family, teaching them something, or just being there for them, communicating with them, helping them, all of that happens to be a very, very rewarding. Now, similarly, obviously, if you're married, conjugal rights, mashallah, one might argue you have more time for that. Well, there goes. People are complaining that, you know, there is no intimacy in this marriage, there is no this and no that. Please make an effort. If you don't make an effort, subhanAllah, you won't earn the reward. You have more time to earn a greater reward, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. But that aside, a lot of the young who are not married and so on, don't waste your time online doing something destructive or just playing games and things like that. If you'd like, you put yourself a little routine and inshallah follow it. Discipline in humankind actually brings about a lot of goodness. So if you're to do the same thing every day, a little bit of it, you would actually benefit a lot. Even in ibadah and acts of worship, the hadith says the best of acts of worship, the best of deeds are those that are done regularly, even if they're a little. So try and bear that in mind. If you are to attend a lesson or sign up for a course, alhamdulillah, it would help you. But try to get to bed in a way that you get up early as well. And even if you get up a little bit later, you would still be within the time of tahajjud in many countries. So at least make dua to Allah, or at least do some tahajjud. Tahajjud is that pre-fajr prayer, mashallah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling out, saying, who is seeking forgiveness, I will forgive them. Who is repenting, I will accept them. Who is asking anything, I will give them. And here we are awake at the time, everything is okay, but we just don't know that that's happening, or we're not conscious of it, or we couldn't be bothered. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So try to call out to Allah. He is asking you. So answer His question and say, I am here, O Allah. I am seeking forgiveness. I have wronged myself. Forgive me. And He forgives you. Or I'm in desperate need. Grant me this. And keep asking Him every day and see how, inshallah, you will receive that beautiful response. May Allah make it easy for us. Similarly, don't miss Salatul Fajr. Just because sometimes it might be at a time that you might consider awkward, but it's not awkward. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's timing. May Allah make it easy for us to fulfill. Remember, you go to bed on time, you've slept, you got up, and mashallah, raka'ata al-fajri khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. I've spoken about the two units of fajr, the two raka'at of sunnah of fajr being better than the whole world and whatever it has. So try not to miss those. And inshallah, in that way, we can utilize the night beautifully. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama ala nabina Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.